Well, the initial call apparently was for fire and paramedics to respond to the 7,000 block of Arundel Mills Circle in Hanover just before 9 o'clock for an individual who had went into the water, more specifically a sediment pond, and never surfaced. Significant efforts went into trying to locate this individual. Resources from the police and fire department, a significant rescue effort took place. Both agencies deployed resources to try to locate this individual, who ultimately, unfortunately, was found about 11:15 p.m. Deceased underwater near the middle portion of the pond. Now, because it was a death investigation, our detectives responded to the scene to assist with the incident. What they were able to ascertain was this, again, was some sort of sediment or stormwater runoff pond, about 900 yards long, 100 yards wide, about 20 feet in the middle, certainly very deep where they actually found the individual, and there was some growth underneath, some vegetation. The initial incident, apparently, the impetus for that was a shoplifting incident inside of Arundel Mills Mall. Mall security was alerted. They then chased this individual on foot, apparently outside. He then jumped into this sediment pond, began swimming. They were urging him to get out, obviously concerned for his well-being and certainly the depth of the pond. He continued to swim. At one point, it appears he dived headfirst into the pond, into that deep area in the middle portion. He never actually resurfaced, and that's what set off that rescue operation.
It's a deep pond. It was not like he dived into shallow water, I guess, right?
No. Again, 900 yards long, about 100 yards wide, and described as about 20 feet in the middle. A forensic examiner came out and found no trauma to that body. The investigation is still ongoing. He was actually transported to the office of the chief medical examiner for an autopsy. That autopsy is going to be performed this morning and to ultimately determine the final cause and manner of death in this situation. But right now it's being investigated as an accidental drowning. There was, again, no trauma to the body, no suspicious factors. And again, it appears to be an accidental drowning. The investigation is ongoing. Positive identification of that individual, described as adult male, have not been made at this time. So once we get that information, we'll certainly release his identity.